it is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Rotatoes, how are you doing? Today, guess what you're going to get? It's part two of our Force of Extinction one-shot. I hope that you've had a blast thus far checking out this cool system and all that it has to offer. We've had so much fun putting this thing together, and right now, the back hit is live. And what's really weird, and what I find a little strange, is that you know how much the back kit is on right now. You know if it's funded, you know if it's doing really well, you know if it's not doing well, you know all of that information, and I don't, because I'm in the past, and you're in the future, and that's cool. So if you could do me a favor, and just go to forceofextinction.com, if you could just go there right now, I can pause while you type it in. Or, in fact, just go to the scroll down on your, so if you kind of unlock your phone now and then sort of go, oh, okay, go to my podcasting app. Where am I listening to this? Okay, there you go. You've clicked on that. And then scroll down. Oh, there's a link to forceofextinction.com. Great. I'm just going to tap that. And if you could just say out loud what we're on, just so that I know. Wow, we've made that much? That's incredible. That's so cool. Oh my gosh, the campaign is funded. It funded in 3 minutes. Whoa, that's so cool. Thank you so much for telling me. definitely not me living in fantasy land. But if we're not, if we didn't fund in 3 minutes and we're not yet funded, or even if we are funded, any of those scenarios, please consider backing the project. It's really awesome, and you can get a tactical backpack, and you can come and play a game of Force of Extinction with me and my friends and all that kind of cool stuff. So if any of those things sound interesting or exciting to you, then please consider backing. But until then, I will stop boring you with my ramblings, and I will merely say, take it away, pass me.
Now presenting the Rotating Heroes Podcast.
So, we're going to go ahead and get back into this adventure as you traveled through the desert trying to find the mysterious place known as the Cold Mile. Will our adventurers be successful? Will they uncover the truth of this strange anomaly? And will they reap the rewards, bringing these precious resources back to their settlement? Will they find provisions? Will they find power? Will they find protection? Or will they find yet more mysteries and more secrets? Our trio presses on, and you find, after not too long, that you are sort of on the outskirts now of sort of the general vicinity that is marked on Pell's map as the Cold Mile. It's starting to get a bit more kind of cavernous and rocky now. The environment definitely has changed somewhat. I'm going to ask... Maybe Sender, go ahead and roll me survival as you kind of survey the land here. You're kind of relatively learned with going out and doing such things.
Yeah, in fact, my scouting ability is that I can, if I take a little bit of time scouting, then I automatically identify one hazard or secure exit from the place.
Okay. Would you like to also roll and see if you get an additional piece of information?
Sure.
Or are you too scared, Chad Pytel?
No, I'm not scared.
You should be. No way.
Again?
No way.
Get a different dice.
Chad, swap out the dice.
No way.
Another nat 20 and a 16.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. So two failures.
Chad, if we were playing D&D right now, you'd be cleaning house.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'd be the best party out there.
Truly. Yeah, I mean, Zach would have been crushing it. Elle would have been struggling. Like, big time.
Switching dice.
Please change your dice. Please. You, Sender, begin zooming around, looking for various things, and you look towards where you think this cold mile is. You can see, actually, there's like a... there does seem to be a large amount of, like, scrap and metal and things in, like, a particular direction. It's, like it's built up some distance away, and you kind of know that's roughly where it should be. And you do spot a potential hazard as making base camp on what appears to be the outskirts of this cold mile off to one side, probably in a location that had you not kind of done this scouting, you wouldn't have even noticed them. The skulls.
Oh.
Preparing various types of excavation equipment and haulage, because of course they also took the big carts with them. So they are getting ready right now to haul away a large chunk of whatever is inside that cold mile. You also, however, don't see a big old drop right in front of you. And like a beautiful parallel for the moment that's just happened, Sender, you just seem utterly determined to not look where you're going and throw yourself down a canyon.
I'm just going along, the others can see, and then I just disappear from view down.
Much like before, Sender just disappears.
Hold on, I'll get the laxatives!
Sender, you're going to get like a full sort of turn, essentially, here. Like, is there anything you're going to try and do before you make contact with the floor or the side of the wall?
I'm going to try to stretch out my arms and grab onto the cliff side.
Well, here's a question for you. I will also, if you wanted to use your tool and you wanted to try and do some sort of maneuver to skate down the side of this the cliff edge, here's my question. Basically, you can reach out, try and get it. You won't use your tool. If you use your tool to try and like skate down the side of this thing and maybe kind of essentially like do an inverse Homer Simpson where you actually land this trick with the skateboard, your outcome will be better, but there's much higher risk of you causing yourself some considerable damage.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll try to skate down the side on my dune board.
Okay.
Do I want to spend anything in order to...
I think that you should.
Okay.
Because you are going to need not one, but two successes for this one.
Okay. Should I suspend three to get an auto success?
Yeah, maybe.
I think you're probably going to have to spend this in protection.
Mm-hmm.
As you try to protect yourself.
Okay, bringing our protection down to four.
Yeah.
You don't know why, but sort of distantly, you feel like you can hear a rumble. Somewhere in the distance, just a few rib bones seem to fall and topple into the sand.
I think if you'll allow it, I think at that point, Sender takes out a grappling gun that he snuck away from the settlement when we were leaving. And while attempting to surf down this cliffside, shoots the grappling gun into there as well. So that's one success.
Okay, so you shoot the grappling gun. That goes off without a hitch. You two look on amazed as Sender apparently had a grappling gun. That would have saved some laxatives. You now essentially have to use the momentum to swing yourself round without swinging yourself into the other side of this sort of canyon that you're falling down.
Okay, what kind of check is this?
I think this is going to have to be grit. I think this is just pure muscle.
And I'm using my dune board, and I have two dice.
I rolled two 12s, and my grit is an 8.
No! Bye, Chad.
You heave on this grappling hook in order to try and pull yourself up. And right at the last second, you see on the side of the grappling hook a little button that says auto-retract.
You could have just pressed this one button and it would have just zoop, it would have just zipped you right up there, no problems. But you see it a little bit too late, and as you go to press the button, you just crash into the side of the canyon. Ugh. As you kind of pry yourself away, you are kind of stood on like a little bit of a lip and a ledge with the still holding the grappling hook. You do see two or three of your plates on your front kind of fall away, and you take another point of damage.
Oh no!
This is not good.
Oh, we've not, and I would really like to say, we've not even made it there yet, and I'm a point down and you're 2 points down.
It's fine, because this might give us a chance to see the adrenaline mechanic, which we love and in the Force of Extinction, which is that if one of your allies dies, you guys get a bonus die. So, like, that's basically, like, a perfect trade-off, right?
Nice.
Yeah. And what was that about no resurrection in this version?
Yes. So, just to be very clear for everyone listening at home, within the Force of Extinction sort of world and a base game, if you will, there is a resurrection mechanic. There is a way of essentially putting at least a finger's worth of organic material into a strange little microwave or whatever your GM describes it as in your version of this world. And, you can essentially print a new body, come back. However, that doesn't really exist in Axis, and I don't want to introduce easy resurrection into my world, and so you guys are my unwitting guinea pigs. But you do manage to pull yourself up, Sender, though you are looking very much worse for wear, and you didn't elect to bring the medic with you.
Hey, guys, there's a cliff there.
Yeah. I can see that by your lack of key body parts.
I'm hurt. I hurt all over.
I got some moonshine if you want to take the edge off.
I don't think Sender has had a drink ever, and grabs the bottle from you and takes a big swig.
Oh, hey.
Sender, it is a strange experience for you to ingest anything other than sort of semi-organic materials, and this doesn't do a whole lot, but it does seem to wash some of the sand out of some of the vital cogs. To be clear, does not heal you, but it is a nice sensation.
Oh, that feels good.
Yeah, I'm sure you're all better, basically.
And you're also all very lucky, because the chaotic part of my brain wants to make you roll wit there, buddy, to see if that was actually moonshine. But I'll be nice.
No!
And for the sake of not killing Sender before we've even got to the place we're going, we can move on. Where would the party like to head? Would you... Basically, there is like probably a direction you could go in that would get you into the Cold Mile without being seen by the skulls. You could also approach the skulls. They do seem to have a lot more equipment and be way better prepared for this. So if you could sort of curry some favor with them, you might be better off in terms of bringing things back to the settlement, etc.
I feel like you guys might be better placed to parley with the skulls. I think they might remember the chili cookout.
Do you think? It was 2 weeks ago.
I thought it was going to be nice nutritional paste.
Well, it came out as paste, that's for sure.
Well, that was because of the laxative. Yeah, all right, look, it was my finest moment.
I mean, if you guys really want to go talk to them, feel free, but I think we should sneak by.
Yeah, I'm in that boat, yeah.
Is that a 1-1 vote and send the decider, or were you voting for talking to them, buddy? Just not you specifically?
I was voting for buddy not talking to them.
but are you voting for someone else to talk to them?
No, I'm not.
I'm pretty good at sneaking.
There we go. Unanimous decisions.
I've not proven myself to be good at anything at this point that I've said I'm good at. So I'm pretty good at sneaking.
Sure you are, buddy. Sure.
Okay. So the plan is to sneak. Everyone, go ahead and give me survival checks. And I don't think any... Well, Sender, you might have a case for using your Doom board. It's probably a little smoother than walking. So
okay, yeah, I glide along the sand silently.
I would like to pitch that I could concoct some kind of disguising mist using my chemistry set.
Disguising mist.
I think so, yeah.
You are Jasper. Skirting a fine line, buddy.
No, I don't think I am. I think that's really within my powers.
No, it's a fine mist, he said, a fine mist.
It's a fine disguising mist.
Okay, I will absolutely let you roll your tool, but know this. Should there be not one success in your pool, there will be consequences.
Oh, no.
I'll take it.
I'm going to look here for essentially what is two successes, but from the group. So I just need 2 out of 3 here.
Is there a case I could make? I have my archivist ability, which is record keeper.
Mm.
Is there a case to be made for knowing in this general area secret underground sand tunnels that we could potentially use to sneaky sneak?
Secret underground sand tunnels.
That sounds really reasonable to me, Jasper.
It sounds good to me.
Uh-huh.
That sounds like that's improvising. That's improv, Jasper.
And you're saying I should yes and, I think.
Yeah.
I think you should, especially since we are a race of people that bury ourselves.
Yeah.
So we are quite good at the getting through sand situation and coming out to the other side.
I feel like we're really pushing our luck with Jasper's patience.
No, this is good. This is very good. This is very good. This is very good energy both for Force Extinction and for Rotating Heroes. Go ahead and roll, and just know that if there are no successes in your pool, there will be consequences.
Oh, no.
So you can add an additional die to your pool as a result of this.
Thank you. I have a 12 and an 8, so that's 1 success for me.
I also got 1 success.
Okay, buddy. Send a...
I got 1 success.
Hey!
As well.
Yay! Okay. You make your way through, and you get to, like, there's a section between two rocky outcroppings where it feels as though it would be almost impossible for you to traverse that without being spotted. When you, Pen, notice to the side the sort of the markings of what appears to be, like, an opening in the rock face, and you know that in formations like this, there are these strange tunnels. What I will say is the tunnels are made by something, so enter at your own risk.
Yes, please.
Edge my way in.
You begin to edge your way into this dark, not at all dank, however, I will say. Dank implies moisture to me. I don't know if that's actually correct, but that's just how I feel about the word.
It sounds about right.
No, that's right, yeah.
A dark and dry tunnel. Yeah, I didn't feel great about replacing it with the word dry. You begin to make your way down. You see these strange sort of undulating kind of patterns on the wall. You travel down them for some time until there is almost like this moment where suddenly the heat disappears. The intense, claustrophobic, close humidity. It's as though you pass through some sort of invisible barrier. And not only that, you can no longer feel motion around you. It's almost as like the air itself is standing still. And everything you do, every movement that you make from this point has a slightly different quality to it. There's a slight sense, it's almost as if you're looking through a camera and it's on a really sort of slow shutter speed. It's like there's a little after image being left by your movements. As each of you instinctively know, you have crossed over the threshold and into the cold mile.
This moonshine is great.
Oh.
With absolutely no reference. This could easily be. A side effect of the moonshine. You make your way into the cold mile, and there's actually a fork in the road, in this sort of path ahead of you. There is one where this tunnel seems to get sort of slightly larger and wider, in the center, one that gets darker and narrower to the right, and then one that stays about the same on the left. Which one would you like to go down?
So the options were darker and narrower, and what was the other one?
Essentially wider and brighter, and then about the same.
What are we here for? We're here to bring back stuff that's hidden. Brighter and wider doesn't sound like somewhere that hidden stuff is.
Yeah, that sounds like an exit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could get spotted there.
That sounds smart to me.
I say we go to darker and narrower section.
I mean, I'm with you on this, yeah.
Great. I don't know why I immediately hear and I'm like, I want to make the stupid decision.
So, to be clear, you're going darker and narrower.
That's what we said.
Okay.
More confidence, Zach. Come on.
That's what we said.
You head down this darker and narrower section. As you go down, I think this is where you truly start to feel the extent of this strange place that you're in. You see little flecks of dust now suspended in the air in front of you, not moving, not gliding, nothing. Everything around you seems to be coveted in stasis in some way, shape or form. Even down to like your inner cogs, Sender, there is a slowing of the cogs, but nothing feels like it is not working correctly. It all feels like it's functioning well, as good well as it can be with one hit point. There is a strange kind of almost like laggy feeling in this space. I'll say for free, you, as you begin to sort of shuffle around, you can see now that the walls themselves, parts of them seem to pass through solid metal. It's almost like something's tunneled through what is just like sand and rock, and then occasionally like hits solid metal, but just keeps moving through. You get a little ways in, there is a beam of some sort of like moonlight trickling in through one of the, like an entranceway. And then up ahead, there appears to be a worm. Huge, gaping mouth.
Don't like that.
Eyes on the side of its head, and it is frozen. Not moving whatsoever. And the exit is right next to its mouth. Like, it's like the sort of, it's almost like the worm is blocking the entirety of this tunnel. Like, this worm is almost certainly the one that dug this tunnel. And its mouth is taking up the entirety of the like, you know, any, going any further in this tunnel. And there is a little exit off to the sort of left-hand side. But it is frozen.
Well, fellas, I wasn't expecting to find company down here.
It seems frozen.
Like, the dust in moving is nothing.
Can I pick up a rock, if there's any, like, pebbles or anything mm-hmm. on the floor? And just, I don't want to hit the worm, but I want to sort of throw it in the general direction to see if the pebble also stops moving when it gets within the vicinity, because I wouldn't want to test that. The ability for this area to freeze us if we were to walk closer to the worm.
As you pick up the rock, you almost have to like dislodge it from the ground, even though there's nothing actually physical, there should be no force on it. There's like a moment of like where you almost have to like pluck it, and then the rock just appears to move and be and behave just like a normal rock. And you're going to throw it towards,
I'm going to kind of aim it down the tunnel next to it so it lessens the chance of actually hitting the worm and potentially waking it up, but close enough in that area that if there was some sort of freezing situation, the rock will either carry on down the tunnel or it will stop.
So you're aiming for like the opening on the side of the tunnel, which is near, right next to the worm's mouth?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and I'll let you choose wit or grit, honestly. It's like whether you're putting your back into this throw or you're sort of really trying to calculate the trajectory.
It's going to be a wit. I'm all brains, so.
Okay. Do not roll a 20.
Two successes. I got a 12 and a 5.
Whoa. Okay. Hokey dokey. You throw this little pebble and it heads straight out of that little door. And I'll say with an additional success, you hear a little...
Hey, what was that over there? Must have been the wind.
Comes from like outside of the door. But the worm has no reaction whatsoever.
And the pebble didn't stop. It carried on.
And the pebble did not stop, no.
Okay. So potentially we won't get frozen.
And there are people just outside of the door.
Do we want... Sort of like just this tiny woman just like holding arms out. You know, like when you break the car and you throw a hand out to stop the kid in the passenger seat. So again, I do that, but with both Sender and Buddy. And I basically reach your knees. It's like...
There's someone on the other side of the tunnel.
Oh yeah, it's a big fucking worm.
No, not the worm. Actual person.
It must be the skulls.
I'll say, Pent, you're like way too intelligent to not put together. Like, that sounded exactly like one of the skulls.
Yeah. It's only been 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
Yeah. I inventoried not only stock, but the people in our thing. I recognize voices.
I'll actually say it was Vel Scarrow. You recognize the name, the voice.
Well, they even have cooler names than we do. Like, they broke off based on who had cooler names. They were like, oh, we're not going to invite Buddy and Sender, but Vel Scarrow, you're in.
That was Vel. That's the one who really got affected by your chili.
Well, we know that Vel is susceptible to poison. So, maybe we poison them.
Okay. Are you planning on getting closer to them?
Well, if it would make me some kind of big hero, maybe you could be like bait or something. I don't know. I'm full of ideas.
Why have I got to be the bait?
That's your net. Look at you. You're little. You're like, I could hook you onto a hook and catch a fish. Not that there are fish here, but you know.
Look, we tried that before. It didn't work. I nearly got eaten by a sand dune, okay?
It was a good idea in principle. Nobody ever understands me.
This is why I spend my life convincing people to let you stay.
Thanks to the Lord you do. You know, thank you for doing so.
Yes, so just remember, if I die because you made me bait, that's it. That's it for you.
You make a compelling point. Maybe I'll be very careful with you as bait.
You can hear some footsteps getting closer towards that entranceway.
Okay, here's the pitch.
Zach Producer just came out. Buddy went away, yeah. And Zach Producer just appeared.
Here's the pitch. We're making a movie.
Bada-bing, bada-boom.
It was the synchronicity.
Incredible. Perfect. No notes, Zach.
Here's the pitch.
Go on, then.
You do something to lure this person down into, or Sender, into the tunnel.
Okay.
Or Sender.
Yeah, okay.
I be hidden just behind where the door, like by the worm's mouth, normal style. Then I take something from my belt of chemistry and I chloroform them.
Okay.
That's the pitch.
If this works flawlessly, great plan. Every other scenario, however...
I couldn't possibly see a point of failure.
Okay, so just to be clear, Penn's going to do something by the door. You're going to wait just around the corner. Chloroform.
Exactly. You got it.
What do I do?
Can just be a cool... Why don't you be backup? You can be backup. If the chloroform doesn't work, you just take your little sandboard and you just whack him on the head.
Oh, okay. I'll do my best. And I sort of lean awkwardly against the stone, trying to look cool.
Can I just say, this is really what it feels like to be a producer. You pitch stuff that you're like, someone will tell me no. Someone will be like, no, don't do that.
And no one says no, and then you're in trouble.
And no one says no, and then you have to do it.
Yeah.
I believe it's called Yes And.
Yeah.
There you go. Hoisted. Okay. We need some rolls then, I guess. It'll be wit for you, Pen. It's probably going to be survival for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I can do that.
To craft some chloroform. And for you, Sender, grit. Perfect.
I'm gonna walk down the corridor and be like,
what's a girl gotta do to join the skulls around here?
Wow. Okay.
It's such a strong pitch.
That's a strong pitch. Yeah, roll me wit.
That's a two!
Whoa!
That's a fucking two!
It's a flawless plan!
As I live and breathe. Is that Penelope?
Penelope Pitstop, the one and only.
I did not know your last name was Pitstop.
I heard you gotta have a cool name around here to join the Skulls.
Oh, right. Yeah, that is true. You do.
And you see he looks around. He looks a little, I'm gonna say with a two, he looks a little, like, shifty. Kind of like you just caught him doing something he shouldn't have been doing.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah.
What you doing?
And he's looking around, and you see that he is trying to, like, shove a piece of paper, like, into his, like, side satchel, like, surreptitiously. He kind of, like, screws it up a little bit and kind of, but you definitely catch a glance, and that's just because you rolled as well as you did.
How about this? I put in a good word for you to join the Skulls, and you just don't mention that I was over here. And, right? Does that seem fair?
I mean, it seems about as fair as the time I looked the other way when you stole other rations. Didn't write that down in the inventory now, did I?
Hey, that's a very good...
Buddy, please go ahead and roll.
That is a 7. That is a single success.
Hey!
Yay!
Okay. My question to Sender is, do you still hit him over the head with a skateboard?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, go ahead and roll me grit, please. You can absolutely use your tool. Not for the intended purpose, but it still counts.
That's 2 successes.
2 successes. Incredible. You hit 2 targets. You managed to...
Flawless plan.
You managed to knock out both Vel, and Buddy, who's currently trying to chloroform. You both take a whack. Pen, there is a moment where you can swear, as they both hit the deck, that worm twitched a little, but it doesn't move. Buddy, you pretty groggily come round quite quickly, but you definitely blacked out for a second.
Oh, Sender, you got an arm.
Sorry about that, buddy. That was, I got a little excited.
Oh, you should play professionally. Jeez.
You really mean it?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Can I scurry over to Val and, while they're unconscious, just dig through their jacket to try and find the thing that
the piece of paper?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, 100%. You don't even have to roll for this. You dig through and you find a piece of paper. At the top of this piece of paper is the words, "The Bureau of Arcane, Regal, Nautical, Architecture, Ballistics, Utility, and Splendor."
That's very long.
But then underneath that kind of really long name, there is reference to, it just says the Grand Yards. And I think probably for you, Pen, given your background, you do actually know the Bureau. They are a part of the, they sort of, almost like a subshoot of the Triumvirate government, which is like the newly formed government that governs the 3 habitable planets. And the Bureau for a time, the main provider and purveyor of ships and, like, sailing and things like that. And it would be anything from military-grade ships to haulage to luxury kind of cruise liney sort of type vehicles. And but the Bureau largely has been completely and utterly overtaken and overshadowed by the Turlet family. They definitely still operate the Grand, like, they, you know, they're still a very well connected group, and the Bureau does have a seat on the Triumvirate government. So definitely still a big deal, but nothing compared to what they used to be. And on this piece of paper, there is a message. It's like written as if it was typed out in a...
telegram.
Telegram, thank you. Vel, stop. We believe there is a Meridian wake on Sim. Stop. Find it in the desert. Stop. Come back with more than just metal. Stop. Meridian wake needed for stasis. Stop. Only way to bring us back. Stop.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The world as you know it has ended. Welcome to the Evopocalypse. No one knows what caused this catastrophic ecological disaster, but in its wake, humanity is on the brink of extinction, and planet Earth has never been more alive. You and your fellow players are survivors, venturing out from desperate settlements with limited tools and dwindling resources. You must survive highly evolved predators and warped colossal creatures, with no memory of the animals they once were. But there is still hope. Together, you will explore the world you once knew, using your finely honed survival skills and repurposed weapons, not to mention mysterious and unpredictable resurrection technology. Hunt down the source of this disaster, even as it hunts you back. Force of Extinction is a brand new TTRPG that makes you feel like the post-apocalyptic hero of your dreams. Or nightmares. Forceofextinction.com. Sign up to the backer kit today.
Does that mean anything to you, Pen?
I mean, I know who the Bureau is, but... what the...
You now hear a flurry of other voices.
Bell? Bell!
Making their way generally in your direction.
From behind us, or...?
No, from, like, further away, kind of out of the mouth of this thing. As I will say now, you look out of the mouth of this thing, you do see a gigantic metal structure. You see what appears to be the unplated sort of side of some possibly ancient Embrium Goliath. Like these huge, like titan-like creatures that basically, based on the side of what you think you're looking at, which is its head, is maybe 200 feet tall. And much like the worm is perfectly still.
Oh, is that the stasis?
But that in itself, just the resources housed within that one creature could probably build a city. Like, we're talking power, generators, like more power than you could ever possibly need. Like power cells, etc. All perfectly preserved. And again, seemingly in stasis, so no older than the day that whatever happened here happened.
I think Buddy's eyes just light up like Christmas trees. And it's like, I think I got somewhere. And just starts making his way towards that.
Okay. You start making your way towards it, yes.
Sunder takes out that multi-tool.
Mm-hmm.
And turns it into a knife.
Sure. What are you doing with a knife? Or are you just having it?
I want to take Vel hostage.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
So I wrap my arm around Vel's neck and lift him up and put the knife to his throat.
Okay. He's like, oh. And Pen, what are you doing?
I am running after Buddy whilst also being like,
Center, quick.
And sort of like trotting on after Buddy.
How do you feel about blowing a hole in that metal? I think there's some good shit in there.
Never felt better, my friend. Let's get to blowing!
And then run sort of with Buddy along to the big in stasis metal creature.
Okay.
Good. Yeah.
Good.
The words you always want to hear from the DM.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have Sender roll a wit. And this is essentially to intimidate the skulls as they see one of their allies taken hostage. And Buddy, you are going to prepare, I'm assuming, an improvised explosive.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's spending a power or a provision. I will spend a provision.
Okay, perfect. And Pen, what exactly would you like to do in this moment? Would you like to examine this creature in any way, shape, or form, or...
Yeah, magnifying glass out and studying the outside of this metal for any clues, containers to see anything that will help Buddy in this situation.
Okay. The order we're going to go in then is Pen, Sender, Buddy. So Pen, go ahead and roll me wit and obviously add to your dice pool your magnifying glass.
Okay, so one success. I got a 6 and a 17.
A 6 and a 17, okay. With a 6, the first thing that you notice is as you step out onto the sand out here, the sand itself seems to take on a much different form. Not like the sort of normal wavy sand dunes, but instead it's making these strange and very precise patterns. The whole of the sand, almost like it has been shaped and like crafted. As you like step on it, and obviously like it still behaves like sand, but there is almost like a crunchy feeling to the sand. It's that same feeling of like almost like you're knocking the sand, and then after that it sort of behaves a lot more normally. You see it kind of fall and move and kind of shift around like you would expect sand to do. But up until you make those footprints, nothing happens. So you see those patterns on the side, and then as you see Buddy up ahead of you kind of preparing this explosive, you look towards the head of this creature, and you do see through a small window there does appear to be a kind of central console, though it's obviously like on its side, and what does appear to be kind of like a very interesting looking room that you reckon you probably could access in some way, but it may involve a fair bit of climbing. Blowing a hole in the side would definitely be quicker.
After you.
Sender, how are we doing on our wit check against our friends?
Sender cries out to the group, "Everybody stay back, or this skull is going to be without a skull."
Whoa, pretty scary.
But I got a nat 20.
No! Come on!
Yes! No fucking way.
And a 14 on my wit check.
Chad!
I changed dice.
What am I supposed to do with that, Chad? What am I...
And I'm very hurt at this point as well.
Mavax looks up towards you. She's the leader of the skulls. She is, extremely serious. Her leather jacket is more damaged than everyone else's leather jacket. And she looks up and goes, "Oh, please. Everyone knows you couldn't hard a fly, Sender. You can, try it. Do you even know how to use a knife?"
It's not true. I could hurt a fly.
Put it down before one of my friends here puts a rock in your skull. Come on, you look hurt as it is, Sender. Come over here. Come on. Sender, put Vel down.
Sender starts to cry, and the multi-tool just drops to the ground.
No, you're getting oil all over his face. Come on.
And starts walking towards to May.
You begin walking over. She kind of gestures for someone next to you to go and, like, pick up Vel. And Mavax says, "Are you here with anyone else, Sender, or is it just you?"
Just me.
Sender, will you please roll me a d20? And this is going to establish what the threshold that I'm looking to be as Mavax to see if you're lying.
I rolled a 19.
a 19. So she just has to roll underneath a 19.
Mm-hmm.
To tell that you're lying. Okay.
This tracks. Yeah, this makes absolute sense.
Well, Mavax doesn't know that, and she is going to spend one of her provisions to add a dice to her dice pool. Because they have loads of provisions.
Yeah, I bet they do.
At Castle Duneskull, which is the name of their settlement. Okay, honestly, it's not a bad idea that she spent the resource because she did get a nat 20 and a 17.
Oh!
Mavax walks towards Yusenda, and what you don't see is that Mavax, from her side, pulls out this metal pole that she twists, and it lights up with this like pulsing blue energy, and she lifts it up above her head, and we're gonna find out what Buddy's role was.
Oh, what am I rolling? Survival?
This would be survival.
Do we get an extra dice?
We could spend something to succeed.
With my improvised explosive, I just roll normal, right?
Yes. But I think you just get the improvised explosive, and then you're sort of rolling to essentially like throw it and, you know, what it does.
Here's my pitch. I think I am using my chemistry set. I think I just have like spare wires, plastic explosives, like detonators, like just dotted about my person. I'm just pulling them.
Normal things in a child's chemistry set, which is exactly what you said.
No, part of that's what I just have, but like the wires.
I was just being clear that you requested as your tool a child's chemistry set.
I am painting a picture.
It is entertainment, Jasper. Well, let's see if you paint a picture with your own brains with this explosive.
I'm so hot. I'm going to cry. Oh, my God. I was rolling survival, right?
Yeah.
That is a single success.
Hey! Okay, so where are you aiming this explosive?
What a good question. I think it's like I've got some like adhesive, like some like, I don't know, like we've pulverized some cactuses and bugs and mixed them together and just stuck it onto the side of this thing. And turn to Pen and go, duck and cover!
Okie dokie. I love it. Pen.
Yes.
As you're looking into that control room, as you get closer to that control room, the explosive is being placed on the side and you're looking in now through a small opening and you're staring inside. You can see that in the center of this like big central console, there is a strange kind of circular indentation shape, as though something has been taken away. And as you look towards that central console, you essentially can't help but notice, and I think this is partly your experience as a scavenger, this feels like the epicenter of this stasis, like this control room. And so what I'm going to allow you to do is you can say, you will get out one word before Buddy triggers the explosive. What word would you say as Buddy hits this button?
Stop!
Buddy. If we had a box of doom, now would be the time we would roll in it.
Yep, I'm feeling it.
I'm going to ask you to roll me a wit check to essentially, like, catch this stop.
Yep.
And in this moment, overcome your sheer excitement for what is going on.
I'm frothing at the mouth to blow something up.
Exactly. Which is why I'm going to ask you for not one, not two, but three successes on this roll.
Okay. Is it possible for me to do a flashback?
It's absolutely possible for you to do a flashback. In what? Which one of your three resources would you like to spend in order to do this flashback? Because you need to spend three. So I believe protection is down to a four. Provisions is a six and power is a four.
Five.
Oh, provisions is a five. Sorry, thank you.
Okay, if I give you the context, I may need you to tell me which one of those three.
Absolutely, I can make that call for you, no worries.
So I say 2 weeks ago, after the chili incident and we lost half of the team, I sat Buddy down for a serious talk. Because he got this. I had to pull every string in my arsenal to stop them from throwing Buddy's ass out into the dunes.
I think honestly, a step further. I think that there was several of them that were just going to kill him.
So I had to pull everything and be like,
if you want to keep any form of rations in this place for any chance of survival, Buddy's ass stays here and Buddy stays alive. You got me?
And so I sat Buddy down after this for a serious conversation about the do's and don'ts. And when I say don't, Buddy has to listen to me in the future.
Okay.
Love it. Okay.
Okay.
So I will leave that to you as to whether, because I'm floating between provisions and protection.
I think that's going to be provisions, since you are the sort of keeper of said provisions. I think that makes sense. Which now means that's one auto success. So you need two more.
I don't think I can reasonably justify using my child's chemistry set.
To be perfectly clear, no, you can't.
Yeah. So I have a single dice. How can I attain more?
Okay, here's what I will say. You can obviously spend a resource to get an additional dice in your pool. I'm going to say, and Chad, this is me bending the rules slightly, but we enjoy bending the rules slightly here at Force of Extinction. Our rules are but guidelines, and we want you to go and have a fun time and do whatever the moment calls for. Since we haven't had a chance to use it, and we might not get a chance to use it, I'm going to go ahead and say that you are that excited right now that you get an adrenaline die. You essentially just have now a D20, an extra D20 in your pool. In fact, I'll say all three of you have, because one of you is about to potentially be killed, the other one of you is trying to stop what you think is a very bad thing happening, and the other one is about to get the thing that they've been wanting this whole time. So all three of you now have an adrenaline die. So that's two die in your pool, and then would you like to spend something? You can do a flashback and get to another success, which would mean you're then just trying to look for one success from two die.
One success from one. Because it's an automatic success.
It's just an automatic success. But that would mean dropping one of power or protection down to a one.
And what happens then?
It could potentially be very, very, very bad for your settlement and everyone that is currently there.
Well.
And also you being stranded in the middle of the desert if something bad happened to that settlement.
I'm gonna make this choice in character.
Okay.
And clearly, Buddy is not demonstrated the wherewithal to comprehend future consequence.
That is true.
So I'm going to flashback.
Yep.
I think this is a flashback to the last time Buddy blew something up.
Mm. You mean like 3 hours ago?
Yeah. No, I think it's maybe shortly after the conversation with Penn.
Mm.
Where, like, I am, like, I'm, you know, taking my anger out on various explosive devices. And I'm, like, blowing up part of one of the ribs or something. I accidentally trip and trigger the explosive. And I end up, like, hurting my arm a fair bit. And in future, in the next iteration of my detonator, I have a safety.
Okay.
That is maybe or maybe not currently flicked.
Okay. That's two successes.
What am I pulling from? I think protection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Protection. Okay.
Okay, so protection's at one.
And provisions is at two.
You best hope we don't come back for another episode, guys. Otherwise...
Yeah, really. Jasper's going to rub our noses in everything we did.
It's going to be tough for you guys. Yeah. You guys are getting mulched.
Okay, so I only need one success, and I'm rolling survival?
Yes.
So I need a 10 or lower. So here we go. I'm gonna roll them one at a time.
Yeah, of course.
That's a 10.
No! Okay, let's see if you get two successes.
Okay. It's a 6!
Yay!
Yay!
buddy, a self-control.
Yeah, I achieved the power of self-control. And I think you say stop, and I'm just like, huh? I forgot to take the safety off.
So you press the button, nothing happens. But, Sender, I'm going to need... You're going to have to make me a grit check right now as this glowing baton heads towards your head.
Is it opposed or is it grit?
Oh, actually, you're right. It should be opposed.
Okay. But she gets two dice because she's using that weapon.
Yep, that's her tool.
I'm going to take my dune board and block with it.
Yes!
Yeah, it's a shield.
She rolled two tens.
Another nat 20 and a 6.
Okay. Because I have to honor this nat 20 because it's insane the amount of nat 20s that you've rolled. Here's what happens. We hear a click as Buddy realizes the safety is on. And before Buddy has a chance to go and tinker with the safety to turn it off, Pen leaps forward, grabs Buddy's arm and stops them from pressing the trigger, knowing not to mess with this creature. As you see, as Mavax runs forward with this glowing baton, goes to connect with your skull, Sender, as you bring your board up just at the last minute, her hand crashes against this thing and she lets go of the baton. And all of you watch as this baton sails through the air and crashes into
the explosives.
No!
No!
Pen, Buddy, grit checks as you try to survive the explosion of this very well-made improvised explosive. Sender, somehow you're still alive. Let's resolve these and then we'll find out what happens.
Can I use my adrenaline die?
You absolutely can. So whilst you have, it's basically until sort of the current situation is over, you have an adrenaline die.
Two successes in that case.
I got a one.
Whoa.
Yes,
huge.
Yes.
Huge, 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 huge. I will say that you managed to essentially kind of almost like grappling hold of each other. You fly backwards. You actually manage to scoop back like into the tunnel that you'd come from and therefore shielding you from most of the explosion.
I don't love that we're in the tunnel with the worm, Jasper.
Didn't say it was all good. Okay, Sender, outside, there is a calm. Mavax turns around and goes, whew, that could have been terrible. As the ground begins to thrum. And you watch as the sand starts to shift into these strange, different patterns.
I feel funny inside.
And I think, Pen and Buddy, you maybe feel it first. You just feel a breeze roll across your face. And you just notice that dust starts to trickle past again as the stasis begins to end. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to... we don't have a set order again. It's Predator versus Prey, which means you guys will go second. I'll say Pen and Sender, just roll me a d20 and we'll see whose scene we essentially resolve first. Because Pen and Buddy, you're in one scene. Sender and the Skulls is in another scene.
I got an 18.
I got a 3.
So that means we resolve this one first. You fly backwards into the tunnel. You hit against the wall. And you just feel this breeze roll across your face. And it's honestly so nice and refreshing. Until you hear a... of all of these little spines and teeth inside the mouth of this worm begin to flex. As the worm blinks a few times. And the worm is is going to charge. Okay. The worm is a D8 monster. And it rolled. That is literally the worst that it that it can roll. It begins to burrow down the tunnel towards you. I need both of you to roll for me. You have your normal die, you have your adrenaline die, and then anything else that you can justify if you were going to justify it, now would be the time.
Could I spend a power to make another explosive?
Yeah, sure. You could. Yeah, that's the rule.
Is that doable?
That's the rule.
Is that a thing I can do to help?
Yep.
Clutching at straws.
Oh. One success.
One success, okay.
I got a 4 and an 11.
Okay. That's one success each. You begin running down this tunnel. Knees up. Dropping explosives behind you. The explosive does absolutely nothing. Well, let's see, actually. Let's see. The explosive, that was a 2. So roll me a d20 and see if you can get under a 2. And if you do, I'll give you a point of damage to the worm.
Imagine. No, I got a 3.
Oh! Oh! The worm, you don't know how or why, without lips and a tongue, somehow the worm manages to say,
no, no.
It's a psychic worm. It says it in my brain.
As it eats this explosive, it is now your turn. What are you guys going to do? You are running down this tunnel. You asked for these tunnels. I want to be clear. You asked for these tunnels. You are approaching a fork, but let's not forget, this is the narrowest of all the tunnels.
Could we go, from the fork, go up the exit.
The big one, the big hole.
It's brighter and wider.
Yeah, brighter and wider, for sure.
And there's more room to maneuver around the worm.
Okay, yeah. You go ahead and you roll me both of you grit checks. This isn't composed. This is just you trying to dig it out, trying to tough it out and get the heck out of here.
Okay.
Can I add, because carry the knowledge of the old world when you make... You can automatically gain 1 plus D to your pull. Can I say that knowledge of the tunnels counts as a potential extra?
We're clutching, but I think you're pretty fucked otherwise. So let's go ahead and add that die in. 2 successes from Buddy.
A 5, a 3, and a 12. I got 2 successes.
Great.
Wow. Okay. I need to work harder to kill you both. You managed to dart round the corner. This worm continues kind of pelting off in a different direction, and you emerge where you see the back end of what scene we're about to play out.
Oh.
Above ground, Sender. The ground is shaking. This thrumming starts. As you watch, these giant spotlights suddenly turn on. And a mouth, this circular mouth filled with, it's like sort of huge kind of cogs and gears, suddenly opens up as this Titan one arm in the ground, other arm in the ground, it disconnects itself from its lower half, which does seem to be almost too destroyed for it to get up, but it manages to walk on 2 of these giant arms. And given that this has the trait gargantuan, thank you very much for writing this trait. I believe you did, actually, Jad.
I did.
When a gargantuan creature targets one of the survivors, it targets all of the survivors, except for Handley, the 2 that are underneath the ground. So I'm going to go ahead and roll this D4. That is a 4.
Okay.
Okay.
Sender, this is it. This thing starts to plunge its mouth down towards you to essentially turn you and the rest of the skulls into mulch. How do you do? Roll me your d20. Don't forget to add your adrenaline die to this.
Adrenaline is surging through my body. I'm going to hop on my dune board to try to make a quick getaway.
And you need to hit a 4, otherwise it is
curtains for Sender.
I rolled an 18 and a 2.
No!
Oh my god!
Yes!
See you later, May!
You guys watch as this thing starts chewing up the ground and a wave of sand almost hits you, Buddy, and Penn in the face, and emerging, riding on a secondary wave on the dune board, you see Sender somehow escaping. Behind him, a fountain of sand and viscera follows him. And the three of you now run together away from worms and giant titan-sized robots. And what we're going to do is we're going to do one last check. I'm not even going to roll a D4 or a D8. I'm not going to complicate things. This is just going to be your grit. However, there is a total of 2 points of damage on the table on this check. So I need 2 successes to take no damage. 1 success means you will take 1 damage.
Oh, God.
As you run away, you make this desperate flee to try and get away from these creatures.
Okay, we still have our adrenaline die, right?
Yeah.
You still have your adrenaline die. And hold on, some of the people, despite their alliances, were technically past allies of yours. So both Sender and Penn, you can have an additional adrenaline die. Buddy, I'm afraid
it's not on the cards.
Yeah, there was nothing. There's no juice left in the tank for you guys, unfortunately. 2 adrenaline die for Penn and Sender. That is a part of the rules, just again to clarify, that you get an adrenaline die when you watch one of your allies die, as dying is very much a part of forceful extinction. Okay, we'll take this one at a time. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first. I think that means I'm rolling 4 die because of my dune board, 2 adrenaline die, and my base D20.
Okay. You need 2 successes.
Yeah. And it's a grit check. It's my worst thing.
So we need 2 under 8s.
I got 3 successes, including a nat 1.
Oh! Okay, we're going to resolve the nat 1 in a second. Penn, you'll go.
Okay, I rolled 3 dice to the 2 adrenaline of my usual. I got a 17, grit's my worst, so it was a 6. I got a 17, a 7, and a 7. So I got 2 successes.
Whoa, okay, huge.
The little halfling that bloody could.
Buddy.
Right, here we go. Okay.
So you have 2 die, I believe.
Yeah, just 2, so I need the 2.
You need at least 1 to stay on your feet, yeah.
That's an 8?
Is that a success?
Which is a success.
Okay.
And a 12, which is also a success.
Wild and insane. You ride on out of there, and Sender, with a natural 1, having sort of, I think, almost stored up just about as much bad luck as you could have possibly endured over the course of this one shot, something quite miraculous happens. As all of you find yourselves running, you suddenly realize that you're no longer running on sand. You're running on this, like, hardened metal surface. As you look and see that just up ahead of you, no longer on the board unfortunately has long been destroyed. Sender has used the multi-tool as a sort of hook to latch onto one of the worms and has essentially scooped you up on top of it. As you hear,
yeah.
That's as much as I can do without us getting copyright striked.
Yeah.
Whee!
And you watch as, still being pursued by this titan beast, this worm books it back towards your settlement. And as this chapter of Axis closes, you head towards a settlement in utter fucking disarray.
Uh-oh.
Smoke billowing from something. There wasn't even much to burn, but it is. People run screaming as it seems your settlement has been raided. by a group of grazers. And not only that, you're hurtling towards it on the back of a giant metal worm being pursued by a 100-foot titan monster. But technically, you all survived.
But at what cost, Jasper? At what cost?
Maybe we'll find out. We'll do a Christmas special episode and we'll figure out if there's any way to survive this. Thank you so much to my wonderful players for playing not only in the world of Axis, but also playing Force of Extinction. Hopefully you guys listening have had a great time and you realize that, it's a fun, chaotic, ridiculous system that hopefully will have you laughing just as much as we have and having some pretty dang epic moments, like occasionally turning into Paul Atreides for some reason. thank you. Genuinely, thanks so much. I'm going to go around. El Crook, thank you so much for playing. You've been wonderful. Penn will live in my heart forever and truly the MVP of the group because these two chuckle fucks couldn't roll to save their life.
I seriously cannot believe I got out of there with all three hit points still intact.
All three hit points is quite impressive, I will be honest. That is quite impressive. Zach, aka Buddy, everyone's favorite clusterfuck, thank you so much.
Thank you.
What brilliant energy. Thank you. And finally, Chad Pytel. I mean, you got out of there with a worm. Pretty cool.
This is incredible. This is the best day of Sender's life ever.
Truly, easily. Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait for the sequel where Sender becomes a despot and... Oh, sorry. That might technically be spoilers. So, with that, all that is left to do is to tell you to please go and check out forceofextinction.com where you can get all of the information about this pretty rad game, if I do say so myself. Obviously, what is kind of exciting for us is that this is still... Despite having worked on this for like 2 years, this is still the start of like the next chapter of this journey. And the game, after hopefully, fingers crossed, we have funded and, it's all going well. Like we will get to pour so much more time and love into it to make it even better than it is now and to bring you even more goodies. And obviously you guys were listening and are going to help us get to all the stretch goals, which would just be incredible. And then, and this is a little peek behind the screen, I'll get to torture Edward Spence. Because there's one particular set of rules that Edward Spence has not wanted to work on this whole time. And I have been desperately excited. And I'm going to make him do it. He's going to have to do it. But only if we hit the stretch goal. We need to hit a specific stretch goal. I actually don't know what the stretch goal is. But you will probably already know because you'll be able to look at it right now. ForceofExtinction.com. So go right now and check out the back of kit. Thank you so much for listening to this. Thank you so much, my wonderful players. This has been a little Rotating Heroes one-shot playing Force of Extinction. We're all wonderful. And all that's left to say is Yippee-i-yo!
Yippee-i-yo!
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.